WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a matter what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
It's Monday night, and you know what I mean, Cyber, another edition of Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rocket Soccer, Lindsay Ward in the Fortnite item shop, and buy Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch, two stars of World Wrestling Entertainment, in the Fortnite item shop, or buy 17 pages of Marvel. Because hashtag Epic Partner. A brand new season of Fortnite kicks off this Friday, which means new battle passes, so use the codes. Support all the fun things. I'm producer Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Bonjour!
No.
No?
No.
No?
No, we're not, no.
But the theme of the night was French! We were in Quebec!
Yeah, and I understood half the things that were said on this show.
Poutine.
Is poutine French-Canadian, or is that just Canadian?
I think it's French-Canadian. I don't know. We would have to have the Canadians weigh in on that. I know it's a French-Canadian thing. I just don't know if it's a Canadian-Canadian thing.
I don't know if it's a Canadian-Canadian thing. I don't know. I don't have any Canadians that we can ask at the moment, so we'll... Anyway, we'll move on. So Monday Night Raw was from Quebec. They spoke French a lot, and there were some Japanese and Spanish and all the things. But Monday Night Raw had some great action on the show, including New Day taking on Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle. New Day got the clean win. Afterwards, the Viking Raiders attack both teams. McIntyre and Valhalla had a screaming match as well.
Can we not make Drew McIntyre and Matt Riddle a thing? I know they're doing things to get them both on TV, but can we not do that, please? Thank you.
No.
Like, I would be very grateful if we didn't have to deal with it. Not that it's bad, it's just, it's weird. It's very weird. There's a lot of weird going on in this. But the match itself was fine. Like, the match was good.
It was very enjoyable.
But yeah, there was much weirdness to be had by all.
What was great was Gunther and Chad Gable.
Oh my lord, they gave that to us for free. Again.
Again. Gable with a win via countout, which is amazing. The crowd popped huge for it. Gunther was not happy. It was the first time he got beat in a year and a half.
Yeah, he had a bit of an upset.
He then yelled at his boys later. They had to make it right.
Can we not break up Imperium? I know I ask this every week, but can we not break up Imperium?
I don't think we're breaking up Imperium, but yeah. So we're going to get the rematch, probably at Payback, because he's like 18 days away from breaking the record. So he'll get one more shot against Chad Gable at Payback, and then probably one more title defense, probably that on Monday Night Raw beforehand. So there is
this
that.
Honky's record, or is
yeah.
this? Okay. And then it'll become the Gunter Gage?
Probably.
Just the Honkometer will be retired, so.
I think the Honkometer has been retired for a long, long time. Just saying.
Not for some people.
Santino has been gone a minute. And so with that was the Honkometer.
But some people have held on to it, you know, like you do.
Like you do. Other things on the show, Rhea Ripley took out Candice LeRae in a quick little match. But the big story coming out of it is Raquel is healthy.
Oh boy, they're gonna go.
And she went after Rhea Ripley. She came out with her crutch and then just laid into Rhea. And Rhea just took a beating a little bit. And she announced she's cleared and will fight Rhea at Payback for the WWE Women's World Championship.
Rhea did not look happy.
No, she was not happy at all.
But it was nice to see Candace. I was a little sad that she, you know, got beat up. But it was nice to see Candace.
At least she made TV. Staying on the Candace front, Tommaso Ciampa talked about it's been 9 weeks since he returned to Raw. Said it's been 63 days to reflect on the man he's been since he returned. He'd be lying if he didn't want the Intercontinental title opportunity that Chad Gable beat him for. He talked about how he had Nakamura nearly had him defeated. And he said pressure's like oxygen and he's dying to take a breath. He said do it yourself and at it. He's here to take over. And if you've noted, watched him on the Twitters and the Instagrams, he's searching for a long-lost friend.
He was in Philly! Just go find his wife! Or call his cell, because, you know, I know you have his cell number.
So he also ran into New Day. Oh, yeah, it was on the Twitter. He ran into New Day, and he was like, yeah, I saw him at Comic-Con. And he went to go find a superhero. I bet he runs into the Hurricane next.
Maybe?
Quite possibly. So the Miz is in the ring and he's talking to the crowd and they wanted Maryse and Jamel. She's never coming back to Quebec City. Until she comes back. He talked about LA Knight losing on SmackDown and he said everyone is blaming him. Miz said LA Knight failed to realize that there's no room for excuses on the big stage. Miz said The Rock messed with his match at WrestleMania and he was still able to retain his title. Miz said people remember him 20 years from now as a game changer and a trendsetter. He said 20 years from now people will remember LA Knight as a blip on the radar and the hoobastank of WWE.
Miz said, We had a hoobastank reference. In 2023.
We did. I heard it and I chuckled. Miz said Adam Pearce let him pick his opponent tonight. He said it was someone bigger, stronger, and faster than anyone LA Knight has faced. Akira Tozawa came out.
Always good to see Tozawa.
Former 24/7 champion. Miz says, too bad the title doesn't exist anymore because it would be perfect for LA Knight because it also a relic from the Attitude Era. So we had Miz and Tozawa. LA Knight was there. Distractions abound. LA Knight was in Miz's, you know, mindset and Miz was mocking him. And Tozawa hooked him for a pin. I got the 1-2-3. LA Knight would then lay out Miz with the BFT.
Very, very, very good promo segment.
Mm-hmm.
Very enjoyable.
So backstage, Riddle and McIntyre were still talking about being a tag team. And Woods said Riddle and McIntyre had a good thing going and shouldn't give it up. He suggests they call themselves Mick Riddle. Get it?
No. No.
Kingston was like, I'm loving it. Get it? Woods said he and Kingston are facing the Viking Raiders next weekend. Would love to run their match back. Riddle asked McIntyre to team up one more time. And then he pointed and then walked away. And Riddle's like, that wasn't a no.
But it wasn't a yes.
It wasn't a yes either. The women's tag team champions were in action on this show. Chelsea and Piper defeated Kaden and Katana. Quick little match. It was eventually to put over the tag team champions. Good showcase for Piper.
It was mainly a showcase for Piper. That's what it was. Because she just went in there and just dominated. As she should.
As she should. And she hasn't been on TV in a while, so that was what was needed to be said. So a video aired with Nakamura speaking Japanese. He said Rollins is a man who acts like he has it all. Nakamura said he knows Rollins and he knows his weakness. He said he whispered to Rollins that he knows about his back. He's been broken for many years and he lives in pain. He said Rollins' pain has created a void that nothing can fill. He talked about Rollins has and still lives in pain and he's going to break Rollins once and for all. Told him to watch his back. Seth Rollins would then later respond like, yeah, my back is bad. Kind of a thing. He has two fractures in his lumbar spine. It's been 4 years. He said something that will get worse, and he doesn't know how much longer he'll be able to do things at the level he's currently at. He said that's part of the gig. He got fired up, talked about Nakamura, talked about his wife and his daughter. He said Nakamura better prepare himself to face him man-to-man, because today he was at a TV studio thousands of miles away. Rollins said he was going to give Nakamura one chance to play his little mind games. He said he could prove to the world that he's an honorable wrestler. Said he would be in the center ring dressed in nines with the world heavyweight title around his waist, with the whole world chanting his song.
This is really good. I like how they're doing this and they're telling this story.
Yeah.
And the whole thing with Seth back was really nice.
Because he mentioned it on the Logan Paul podcast that his back is banged up.
Which, considering how long his career has been and all the stupid stuff he's done in his career, it makes complete sense that, yes, he would have a bad back, that he would be suffering from a bad back. And we don't know how much longer we'll have Seth.
Do not know. So Becky Lynch is in the ring talking about who her feud with Trish Stratus, and spoke about what you're in control of and what you're not in control of, and turning lemons into lemonade, and she pointed out her shirt. She said, "Her legacy won't be defined by championships. It'll be defined by survival." Becky said, "You can break her bones and ligaments, but she will always come back." Becky said she's unstoppable because she's always fights. Becky talked about how she had unfinished business with Zoe Stark, and talked about she spoke to Adam Pearce. This brought out Trish and Zoe. Trish said it was nice to be in Canada, complaining how they deal with the USA holes. She talked about spoke to the crowd in French, which we didn't understand. It meant nothing in Quebec City because it's not Toronto or even Montreal. She said she wouldn't even be there if it wasn't for this sourpuss. She should have made like Trudeau and split. The crowd was chanting in French. Again, didn't understand French. Stratus said she was the greatest of all time when she beats Becky Lynch. She said she never fought in a cage before, but she will now. Becky said, "Trish, you look scared." She was scared. She also said she was scared when she was thrown in the ring for the first time at 24, but she killed it. She was scared when she was the first woman to main event Monday Night Raw, but killed it. And then they started chanting again in French, and she goes, "What are the frogs? These frogs doing?" Trish said, "Becky would see a side of her she's never heard before. You're not going to surprise this one, bitch," said Trish. Lynch said she was so scared. Becky announced that she would be also facing Zoe Stark next week in a Falls Count Anywhere match. Solid promos. Got the point across.
Very solid promos. Like, the French was a nice touch, just to sort of, you know, insult the people, because obviously you take shots at the town, especially in Canada. And we're going to move Becky on to Zoe Stark, move her away from Trish for a while.
For
1 week. But I mean, it's like, you've done all you can do with Trish and Becky, so at least for right now. So you move her on to Zoe, and you let them do whatever they're going to do.
You take Zoe out of the equation, and then you do the cage at Payback.
Ding!
Monday Night Raw opened with Sami Zayn. He just stood there in the crowd chanting for him for a while. He started welcoming everyone to Monday Night Raw. This brought out the Judgment Day. Zayn said he had only one question, and then said something in French. "Did you really think I would..." And then the fans were excited. He goes, "Did you really think I would come here, of all places, alone?" This brought out Kevin Owens back to Monday Night Raw. They laid out people. They did their dominance. And then it's been far too long since they've had a match on Raw. And he talked about this to Kevin Owens, and he proposed a match against any two members of Judgment Day. So that was your setup for your main event of Monday Night Raw. A lot of this was just not in English, so can't really recap it. So Judgment Day were rebounding, and then Finn and JD were being interviewed and talked about there's tension between Balor and Judgment Day members. McDonald said Balor is like a brother and he hopes to make his relationship with the group stronger. Balor didn't like the pot being stirred. Rhea and Dominic showed up and then they had to go handle some Judgment Day business without JD McDonagh. They were now in a dark room debating which wrestlers who would fight, and Balor and Priest both made a case for teaming with Dom, who Sheamus said he thinks they are both amazing. Rhea told them to make the decision before she and Dom return, or she would make it for them.
Little dissension there in the Judgment Day. A little upheaval.
So Cody took some issues, was being interviewed backstage. He took issues with Finn Balor sitting on him like a piece of furniture at the end of the Raw last week. He also mentioned JD McDonald's head on a little body makes him look like a Funko Pop. Cody said the setting was wrong and they went out to the arena. Cody said it was like the JBL show reunion and gave a shout out to the Cowboy. Cody said it was about how Judgment Day had the numbers on their side and said you have to respect it. Cody said if there's one place where those numbers don't matter, it's down the road where Owens and Zayn grew up. Cody played up that he would be in their corner tonight on Monday Night Raw and he would watch Judgment Day rise and Judgment Day fall. So let us to our main event of Monday Night Raw. The Judgment Day taking on Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. It was Finn Balor and Damian Priest as the duo. That did not last very long as there was interference from JD McDonagh and with the briefcase and everything like that. This brought out Cody Rhodes and this set up a 6-man tag team action with Kevin, Cody, and Sami taking on Finn, Dominic, and Damian. Hell of a main event with the good guys standing tall and Dom eating the pin.
Really, really, really good and fun main event.
Yeah, it was enjoyable.
With a little bit more dissension in the Judgment Day. They were riding a high and now they're coming back down to earth.
Indeed they are. So, it which was bound to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, solid show. They played very heavy to the Montreal crowd.
Despite the French.
There was so much French. And I understand it. But as someone who doesn't speak French, it's like...
What?
I don't understand half the things that are being said to me tonight on Raw.
Maybe we're just spoiled.
I guess.
I don't know.
I guess that's what we're spoiled, but yeah. Overall, solid show.
Very solid show. Very enjoyable. We are on the road to Payback, so we'll see where it goes.
Next week will be the go-home to Payback. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We will be talking about the upcoming season of Fortnite, which debuts this Friday. So we're going to go over all the teasers. We should have trailers by that point, hopefully. And we will be talking about season 4?
Of chapter 4. Season 4 of chapter 4.
So tune in for that. It's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
The Rack X Drew's Madden NFL 24 should be available tomorrow at some point in the afternoon. Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, will be our first look at Fortnite Season 4 of Chapter 4 live on stream at 9:30 p.m. Eastern with Fortnite with Friends, followed by CB Radio Live at 11:30 p.m. Eastern featuring the Excalibur Challenge for All In. Sunday night's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. They'll preview in some fashion WWE Payback. And if we all watch it, we will be then going with Stevie Rio Not So Live to review AEW All In, which if that does not happen, it'll be live next Monday night following the Raw Post Show here at 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twixer. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking the button below the screen. You can use creator code RockinSock or
Lynn's M Ward
when you buy Bianca Belair and Becky Lynch WWE Superstars in the Fortnite Battle Royale or 17 pages of Marvel or your new battle passes. Either way, use the codes because hashtag Epic Partner.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where I swear the new modem is on the way. I'm sorry about yesterday and the stream yesterday, but my internet was just not going to cooperate with me at all. And so I did record the remainder of the Archon Quest. I put the video together. I have to export the video, which I'm going to do tonight overnight because it's chonky. So I will do that and hopefully upload it to YouTube and possibly Twitch tomorrow if anybody's interested. But you can also follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@LynnsWard, LynnsWard.rockradioshow.com, or just look for Lynn's Ward on the YouTube. You can follow me on TikTok, LynnsWard0 as well. So like, subscribe, ring the bell, do all the things everywhere, please. I would appreciate it.
This has been our Pro Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night to preview Fortnite Battle Royale, the ultimate Battle Royale experience on The Rack. Right back here for the Raw Pro Show. Long there, where's the Raw of the Wild Talk Radio Network? Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive.